It's here and now. The artificial intelligence program IBM Watson can do a lot of things. In 2011, Watson beat the human competition on Jeopardy. And in the past few years, it's been helping cancer centers devise treatment plans for patients. But on a lighter note, can a computer program throw a good dinner party? Eliza Strickland from our tech partner IEEE Spectrum tested IBM's latest offering, a cooking app called Chef Watson.
So, yes, this is eggplant pudding. This is supposed to be dessert. We'll see how it goes.
When I invited my friends over for dinner, I warned them this wouldn't be a typical dinner party. Chef Watson, an artificial intelligence program from IBM, was planning the menu. Kinda.
Chef Watson's not a cook. Chef Watson's a collaborative tool for cooks.
That's Steve Abrams, director of IBM's Watson Group.
So the idea is for a human being to collaborate with the system, and then together the two of them will come up with answers and ideas that neither one of them would have been able to come up with on their own.
Abrams says Chef Watson learned about cooking by reading 9,000 recipes from Bon Appetit magazine. It also studied databases that list all the flavor compounds found in foods. Then IBM created a Chef Watson app that takes a few simple inputs from the user and generates brand new recipes on the fly.
Okay, Chef Watson, what should we cook for dinner tonight?
To generate each recipe, I entered a key ingredient. In this case, eggplant. Watson did the rest.
What kind of style do we want to do? How about Caribbean? What about a pudding? As for what types of ingredients we would like to exclude, let's say we don't want any dairy. All right. So we've got eggplant, Caribbean pudding, no dairy, please. Let's see what Watson can figure out.
I spent the next few hours in the kitchen boiling and blending and chopping and sautéing. My guests arrived right on time.
Hello. Hello, Nora. Come on in.
Thank you.
We got right down to the tasting, and the reviews were generally good.
It's carrot, tofu, ginger, pistachio dip.
It's good.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good with rice vinegar and olive oil. I didn't think those ingredients would go well together.
We also tried a spinach soup loaded with fennel and cilantro, and chicken fajitas with a truffle oil salsa. But the big hit was the eggplant pudding.
I would say this is the wackiest thing he's made for us. But
I actually like this a lot.
Cool.
Yeah. It kind of grows on you.
There's a caveat at the bottom of Chef Watson's recipes, stating that Watson eats data, not real food, and reminding people to use their own judgment. IBM's Steve Abrams says that no matter how smart artificial intelligence programs get, that caveat won't go away.
I think that this is always going to be about giving you inspiration, giving you suggestions, giving you ideas that you never would have thought of, and then giving you a little bit of guidance about what to do with those ingredients.
Thank you.
My dinner party guests went home happy, and I declared my first collaboration with Chef Watson a success.
Thanks for coming over and eating computer food.
Great experiment.
Thank you.
For Here and Now, I'm Eliza Strickland in the kitchen.
And Eliza's story comes to us from our tech partner, IEEE Spectrum. You can find that recipe for eggplant pudding at hereandnow.org or in IBM's new cookbook, Cognitive Cooking with Chef Watson.